John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
Chaotic and fractious scenes in the Doyle yesterday were branded a disgrace by the Ceann Comhairle, Sean O'Farrill, as the government survived a confidence motion to stave off a general election. So says the Irish Daily Mail in its lead story. As Craig Hughes reports, TDs from across the political spectrum shouted, jeered, heckled and interrupted each other in ill-tempered early morning exchanges in the chamber. The government won the vote, which arose from the ending of the eviction ban, by a comfortable margin of 19 votes. But the Irish Independent, in an editorial, says any sense of relief could be brief. Eviction is an explosive topic, says the paper. The eviction ban could not go on forever, but ending it comes with a duty to do so as humanely as possible. What the Irish Times calls the damning report into allegations of sexual misconduct, bullying and discrimination in the Defence Forces is the main topic for three papers. The Times reports that as part of a shake-up following the publication of that report, members of the forces who make allegations of sexual assault will have their complaints referred to Gardaí rather than the internal military police. The Examiner reports that Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, said it has only been through talking to serving members in the last 12 months as Chief of Staff that he has become aware of the extent of bullying and sexual assault allegations. Speaking at a commissioning ceremony for cadets at Collins Barracks yesterday, he said he would not have been aware of such incidents during his long career in the Defence Forces. The Irish Daily Star reports that Ross Hutch, aged 31, a nephew of Jerry the Monk Hutch, has been jailed for 10 years over two violent attacks in the space of 48 hours. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the inquests into the deaths in 2020 of Seema Banu and her two children, allegedly killed by her husband, who died in Midlands prison last year before he stood trial. Seema's nephew, Kashif Ahmed, travelled from India to visit their graves. He told the paper, "We lost three gems and no one can replace them." The Irish Sun pays tribute in its lead story to Paul O'Grady, beloved entertainer, as the paper describes him, who has died at the age of 67. He was a star twice over, first as his drag persona Lily Savage, then as himself, says the paper. His death has prompted a huge outpouring of grief from fans, celebrities and even royalty. The Mail describes O'Grady as a soft-hearted comic genius whose alter ego was wickedly razor-tongued. Tara Lily, Tara Paul, says the Sun headline.